Buddy, Andy here again, down on the beach once again, a windy, blowy autumnal day. Something I wanted to talk about today was Spanish, because I've been learning Spanish. I did an audio boo some time ago now, actually about a month ago or so, called Hola, and it was all about the first lesson that I'd had in learning Spanish. Now, I went for my fifth lesson yesterday, and we had a two-week break, and I was looking at my notes and bits and pieces that we'd written down and literature that we got. Nothing great. We haven't got any big books or, you know, learning aids or anything like that. Just some bits of paper with some words and expressions and, you know, some grammatical bits and pieces as well. Because the way that this is being taught is not through any great books. It's just hopefully just talking about things and events and discussing what sort of things you want to get out of it. Generally, it's the basics, because it's only like an 11-week course, and it is a basic introduction to Spanish. But I hadn't even looked at this stuff, because, you know, time goes on, you're busy doing other things. And I looked at this thinking, hang on a minute, I've got a lesson tonight, I ought to look at this. My own personal pride to have a look and think, well, you know, you don't want to get left out, because what happens, obviously, when you go back to the first lesson, especially after a two-week break, people are thinking, well, you know, we need to go over what we've been talking about before and do a bit of revision and go around the class and find out what you can remember. And nobody likes to be left out. Nobody wants to be that person who can't remember anything, do they? And to be fair, the whole class is pretty good. And I thought it was starting to sink in. And then I looked at the bits and pieces yesterday. I read through the notes that I'd made and the bits that we'd been given, the bits of paper, revision sort of things as well. But we were also given a couple of like exam papers, because this, as I said, is a basic course, but there's a further course I can go on to, which is a 26-week course, which would be next year, from the beginning to about June of next year. At the end of that second course, there is like an exam. And it's either written, verbal, or just sort of talking, or you can write stuff down or read. You know, you can sort of choose bits and pieces. So we were given some of those old exam papers, and they were translating some Spanish into English, or answering questions about passages of Spanish. And so I started looking at these, and I was amazed. I said to my daughter, it amazed me that I could actually, without really realising that this had sunk in, without it realising that it had gone in, I could answer the vast majority of those questions now. Now, I'm no more advanced in the class than anybody else, but I was thinking, well, this is pretty good. And then it made me start thinking, so I put something actually up on Twitter, and it ended up on Facebook, and someone commented and said, you know, about their son was learning Spanish. And it sort of came up, that whole idea of what it's like for me, what it's like for you, I'd be interested to know, is that in the past, whatever I've been taught, whatever I've read, whether it be, you know, fiction or non-fiction, it tends to need a few reads, a few teachings or whatever, before something sinks in, before it goes in and it sticks. You know, you asked me about a novel that I read last year, and I probably wouldn't even be able, quite possibly not be able to tell you how it ended or bits of it. If I read it again, a different matter, it may well stick. And it's the same with the Spanish. You tend to revise these things. And I know, before every lesson, I tend to look through my notebook, as I'm sure everybody else does as well, for the reasons I mentioned. And you realise that this is actually starting to sink in, and things are starting to fit there. And yesterday, the lesson last night, you know, I thought I was doing pretty well, as were others. And you think, wow, this isn't bad. We're only halfway through this course. And it really is starting to sink in, because it's the same with anything. You start to learn and you think, oh my God, you start reading a book about a particular historical figure or something that you're interested in, a subject, a topic you're interested in. Or you start learning a language and you think, I'm never going to get the hang of this. It's just all double dutch, to coin a phrase that we use over here. So some encouragement for me, some encouragement for anybody else as well. Things do stick. They might take a bit of time, especially as you get a bit older. Languages and everything are far easier for children. That's why you should have done this a lot longer, farther in the past, I think. So some encouragement for me. I'm very pleased about this. So looking forward to the next 6 weeks of Spanish, and then going away there next year. Anyway, I'll speak to you again. Adios.